Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern, podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show. Studio Lounge interviews at CU Youth and Health, brought to you by PSU Co-op Solutions.
Welcome back to our continued coverage of the CU Fin Health Conference here in beautiful Denver, Colorado. And in the studio lounge, we have Meritrust Federal Credit Union's very own Evan Wilson. How are you, Evan?
Doing well, Michael. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Better now that you're here.
All right.
Well, I always enjoy getting the credit union perspective on things, so especially conferences that you're attending. So my first question is, like, what brought you to CU Fin Health this year?
I think it's just great when we can all get together and share what's working. Within this journey, it's, you know, we're all doing it a little bit differently, yeah. And that's okay.
Yeah.
Because we all serve a membership base that has its own unique characteristics.
Mm-hmm.
And as we just focus on that, we can do some things good. Maybe we do some things that we wouldn't do again. And that's okay too, because we learn from that
as completely.
Well. And it's just all a part. So when we come together, it's just great because these are the individuals that are really focused on how do we move financial well-being forward?
Yeah, and to take action on it for sure, which is what you guys are doing at Meritrust. So do you want to share maybe one or two things that you guys are doing at Meritrust as an example of what maybe what other folks can do? Or maybe it'll spark some ideas for some other people.
Well, however that works, that'd be fine, you know. So I think there's a few things that we've done at Meritrust that I am excited about.
Mm-hmm.
We have an organizational purpose statement to create financially healthy employees and members. As we do that, that just kind of puts the stake in the ground that this is something that we're serious about.
Mm-hmm.
This is, it's more than just words that we're actually taking action. We're making a difference. We are focused first on our employees because we believe that the employees are the ones that have the communications with the members, and so working very carefully with them to, first of all, help them in their journey, to identify what better can look like.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our organization, just like probably every organization here, if they were to overlay their employees to what financially vulnerable, financially coping, financially healthy looks like in the nation, the employees look very similar.
Oh yeah. Oh, yeah.
So we need to definitely step into this space and help them and to identify what that can look like.
Mm-hmm.
And,
mm-hmm.
and so I think the number one thing is that we're not focused on perfect, just join us in getting better.
Right. I like that.
And we can do that. And you know, one of the things that we're excited about, kind of a stake in the ground point as well, was in December, we gave all of our employees $400 to fully fund their savings.
What?
The standard, you know, that's been set up within the Financial Health Network is that the average person can't cover a $400 unexpected expense. Well, we're going to solve that. And so we did that. And that's just a way of sharing with our employees that this isn't magic dust that we're just trying to throw around.
Mm-hmm.
This is meaningful.
Yeah.
And we have to grow in how we save first. Then we need to identify how we can spend.
Mm-hmm.
And can we make little adjustments in our spending that can allow us actually to save a little bit more or a different way? You know, and some of this is brand new and some of it's just doing the same thing that we've been focusing on, the 401k. Automatic enrollment, making sure that we communicate it very well. That's what our employees need to be doing, and we want to help them in that. The matching and everything that we do there is just proving it again. And then one other little thing is we've been really focusing with our retail staff as they're opening up accounts to have that conversation with the member that says, you know, Michael, I really appreciate you coming in. We have everything set up, but we need to know what you want us to do if something catastrophic happened. And we can help you with that. We can set up a beneficiary right now.
Yeah.
And that will give us the instructions that we need.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're doing is we're actually planting a seed of planning with that member. And we talk very openly with our members about the spend, save, borrow plan methodology. And so we can actually live that out with our members and help them to identify what better can look like, and then setting up automatic savings for them, automated savings, so that we can just be moving $10 a month or whatever
it
is.
Set it and forget it type of thing?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's awesome.
So it's all coming together, and we're making progress in what financial well-being can really look like.
I want to go back to the employees of giving them $400 each. What does that do? I mean, have you received any feedback from employees? Because obviously, I mean, because I think that does, for me, it does two things. Obviously, it increases the loyalty of the employee at the job, but also I think it really reinforces the fact that, you know, my credit union has my back, and then therefore I'm going to transfer that message to the member, especially if you're a frontline person.
Exactly.
So what do you, I want to get your take on that.
Yeah, we did take a survey even just last week, and you know, the majority of the people that received that $400 still has it available to them.
Oh, that's awesome. Even better.
So, you know, there were some that life happened and they had to spend it, you know, but it already covered that $400 expense. And so that's good. But what it does is it allows the employee to be able to speak from experience that they had $400 and that's a goal that they have. And we can start communicating that to the membership as well.
Oh, that's tremendous.
It's really
tremendous.
Exciting.
Yeah, and I think that would also, like, I don't know, spark some new ideas or spark some, maybe if it wasn't there already, to increase their savings, increase budgeting, so they get in a better financial position.
Absolutely.
So yeah, there's just all sorts of positive connotations with that for sure.
And it's a journey. And you know, just like what we've been talking about in the sessions today.
Yeah.
You know, it's not a perfect line of our personal finances. They go all over the place.
Oh, yeah.
And life happens.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But it's really great when we have a plan for when life happens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're prepared for it.
Right.
Yeah, it's not such an excruciating experience. You know, he's like, okay, we got a buffer for that.
That's right.
So for sure.
That's right.
Last question for you. Is there like a couple of takeaways from the conference here, or maybe some expectations that you're going to take back to Ameritrust?
I think it's just brought renewed energy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that what we're doing matters.
Yeah.
And talked with several of my friends from across the country, and you know, we're going to share different ideas back and forth and have those conversations of identifying what they're doing that might be great.
Yeah, yeah.
And we can learn and grow together.
Oh, of course. You put your own spin on that, for sure. Oh, my God. That's the beauty of collaborating with your peers.
That's right.
Try new things. So, yeah, good stuff. All right, Evan, anything else to add before I let you get going?
I think that's good. It's been great to be here.
Yeah.
Thank you for the time.
Oh, my gosh. My pleasure. Thanks for sitting down for a few minutes and sharing with us on what's working at Ameritrust. We love it.
Studio Lounge Interviews at CFN Health, brought to you by PSU Co-op Solution. Quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's President CEO, Tansley Stern's podcast, Despite Impossible.